Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Well, I want to make it. It's going to take striving. The Bible said, many will seek to enter in and shall not be able. So it's going to take striving to enter in. It is so good to have been able to been here this week. Appreciate everybody that's here tonight, and appreciate Brother David Brock. He's a special guy, and he don't know it, but during his testimony, the Lord spoke to me and gave me a wonderful assurance. Many years ago, we gave up our Christian school. And I had evangelized over 5 years. Then I got married, and we evangelized together 10 years. So over 10 years, I had evangelized. Then Freddie felt we'd started having our children, and when Anthony was 2 months old, we went back on the evangelistic field. When Troy Don was born, we didn't feel the Lord leading us back that way, and then. The Lord dealt with Freddie, and he had a very good job, and the county commissioner was grooming him to take that place. The county administrator, I'm sorry, the county administrator of the DHS office there in Chandler, Oklahoma, the county seat, was grooming him to take his place. So everything looked really good, and then the Lord dealt with him to start a Christian school. And we had just built a brand new brick home, and we wasn't going to even have enough. There was no way we could have kept that brick home and have that Christian school, and him quit the job and start the Christian school. But that's what he did, and he said, "Shorty, we'll put the house up for sale." I've told that here. But we didn't have to sell our house. We started the Christian school and didn't have to sell our house. And so the Lord blessed us. Then after 7 years of him principling, he started the Christian school. He principled the Christian school. And after 7 years, the Lord moved on him to give it up. And he didn't tell me because I'm a woman. I would have been frantic, you know. So he didn't tell me until the day he resigned. And I was frantic, and everybody else was too. I mean, it was a weeping, horrible time. And when we had the Christian school, every summer we would end the school year and hit the evangelistic field and go until a week or two before school was to start again, and then come back and start school, and we left immediately to start revivals, and I knew what that meant. We were going back, and I knew what it meant to evangelize. Now I'm going to tell you something, folks. It is not a vacation. I've had it said to me, "You have a vacation all the time." And all kinds of things has been said to me. But anyway, God knows all about it, doesn't he? And the first revival, I just said, "Lord, you know, I don't know how I can do this again." And we were staying in a borrowed trailer, and Freddie had the children, and he had gone somewhere. He always gave me a certain amount of time to pray during the day alone and study. And I was on the floor of that borrowed trailer, and the Lord gave me John 15 and 16. "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain." Hallelujah. Y'all, I said, "Lord, okay." And that's been how many years ago? And God has taken us many, many, many glorious places. Hallelujah. My, y'all. But you know what? I forget every once in a while that I'm chosen. But I never hear anybody quote that verse that I think, yeah, that's my verse. That one belongs to me. So when I need to hear it, the Lord gives it to me again. That's not all that He said that spoke to me, but it spoke to me. I want to talk to you just a few minutes tonight. Thank you so much. This church is wonderful. You know, when we left here, the first revival we ever had here, when we left here, I don't know how long I prayed for this church. It is such a miracle to me because we were here, you know, a long time ago when it was just, I could not visualize God doing what He has done here. And I know y'all have been through a lot and the enemy has zeroed in on you. And I knew when I heard stuff was happening and people were scattering and so forth, all in the world that happened for is because the enemy hates the work of God. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, I know you know this, but the Lord has His hand on Samuel Snow in a special way. I am so thankful for Brother Samuel and Sister Bethany. It was not a mistake that He gave her to him and him to her. Praise God. That's not a mistake. And I'm thankful for the ministry that they have. And y'all, you know what? I wish the whole house was full and everybody could hear that. Because the Lord sent them here. And I praise God for that and what God has done and is doing. And I appreciate you. There are so many sweet friends here. I'm telling you, I have the utmost confidence in Bobby Tucker. And I've known her for many years. And I saw her Mandy, and she stands this tall, you know, the other day. And she came up to me, and I didn't know her. I hadn't seen her in a long time, and I hadn't looked at her real fully in the face. And there was a lot of people there, and several people there. But she came up to me, and she said, "You don't know me, do you?" And I said, "Oh, goodness, seemed like you look familiar." And she told me who she was. And she said, "I want you to know that some of the fondest memories I have of my childhood, you all are in." Isn't that good? That just made me so glad. Praise God. And Jennifer and you know, I shouldn't have started talking. I shouldn't have started talking. Because all of you all, and I'm just as blank right now, and I know your names, I'm sure I do, but the sound man and his whole family, praise God. I am so thankful. Courtney fixed us a wonderful meal today. And that was so sweet. And all of you have been so good to us. Thank you so much for everything. We so appreciate it. And I'm telling you, we love you. We love you. And Jody, you're worth the whole meeting.
Amen.
You're worth the whole meeting. He's taken you to a place you've never been, and He's not stopping. He's going to keep carrying you up. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Jason, the Lord is working. The Lord is working. You go forward. You go forward with everything you've got in you. You go forward. God is working, y'all. And I'm thankful. I was talking to Anthony's wife today, Donna Sue, and she wanted to know how the revival was going. And I said, well, there hasn't been as much happen as I want to see. There's not been as many sinners come, and those that did come didn't want to pray through. Really, it didn't seem like. But she said, yeah, but Shirley, you don't know how many seeds has been sown and what has been done.
Amen.
So I'm hoping, praise God, that somebody got a new vision. I want to talk to you about something so simple, and I'm going to tell you what it is. I'm going to give you my text before I read, and I want to talk to you about faith, focus, and finish. Praise God. Let's look first in the faith chapter. How about that? In the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And I'm just going to read a few verses. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Hebrews 11 and 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. And then he goes into the examples of faith. I'm not going to read all of that, but in the 6th verse, this is what it said. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the Spirit of the Lord. We thank you for the grace of God. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you and ask that your will would be done in the remainder of this service. Touch every heart and every life. And Lord, would you anoint me for your honor and your glory alone, and I'll praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank God. Well, first thing you got to have if you're going to be saved is you got to have faith.
Amen.
We have been to the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C., and we've been to different museums and so forth, and they will tell you now this particular thing happened 6 billion years ago. You know, or 15 million years ago that this happened. And I'm always, I have a hard time not just going. Amen. I tell you, we were in Egypt. Y'all, we were in Egypt. And a woman professor from the Egyptian university, was guiding us through a church. And it was an Orthodox church of some kind, and we were in the basement, and she had all of us sit down. So everybody sat down, and she walked in front of us back and forth. She walked back and forth and back and forth, telling us that Ishmael was the promised seed, that it was not Isaac, that it was Ishmael, and how that the Quran is right and all that stuff. And you know what? I was sitting right by Brother Savage, if I remember right, and all of these preachers, and you know, I couldn't hardly help but look. You know, and they're just, you know, everybody's just sitting there looking straight ahead. Well, I was the woman. They were the men. So I didn't feel like I should jump up and tell that woman, "You're dead wrong, hun." But that's what I wanted to do. You're dead wrong. Amen.
Amen.
And that's what I want to tell them, Brother Chris, when they say this happened. No, no, folks. In the beginning, God.
Amen.
You know how we believe, you know why we believe that? We have faith.
Amen.
We know by faith there is a God in heaven. Hallelujah. This is just so simple.
Amen.
Woo! I want all of you children to listen to me real good right now. Don't ever forget that there is a God. And no matter what happens to you in your life, and you say, "Well, if there was a God, why did that happen?" Listen, I don't understand lots of things. I don't understand why some people have to suffer. I don't understand why there are children right now in homes and they are being molested daily, and they are being tortured by their own parents. I don't understand it. Sometimes I just start praying and I say, Lord, deliver every child that's being tortured and tormented and abused and molested. God, deliver them. I don't understand why everything happens like it happens, but I do understand this. Adam had the dominion of this earth and he gave it up to Satan when he disobeyed and rejected God. And God could take care of the devil. He created him.
Amen.
Jesus created Satan.
Right.
Amen. He wasn't Satan. He was a powerful angel.
Right.
And his name was Lucifer. And it literally means son of the morning.
Right.
And he was a powerful angel. At one time he was an angel that covered, the Bible said. He was literally over the covering of God's throne. He was created with tablets and pipes, so he was a music creature. He's a musical creature in heaven. That's why on earth he uses music to damn the souls of men.
Amen.
Oh, God help us. And he is a very, very powerful being. We have a powerful enemy, my friend. And he is so sneaky and so subtle that he'll deceive you and you won't even realize it's him. Listen, if you don't stay in your Bible and prayer, you're not going to make it. You have to do this for yourself. That's what he said tonight. He said nobody can keep you from being close to God. Only you. Only you've got to get in the Bible. You know, we have time to do everything else. Yeah, time to do everything else. You've got to get in the Bible. And listen, faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. If God said it, it's the truth, whether I feel it or not. God did not say, the Lord did not say, the just shall live by feeling. He said, the just shall live by faith. Sometimes he tells us to go when we don't feel like going. He tells us to sing when we don't feel like singing. He tells us to preach when we don't feel like preaching. Amen. He tells us to witness when we don't feel like witnessing.
Amen.
I'm telling you, God, help me.
Help us, Lord.
Hallelujah. You know when the Lord deals with you and says, I want you to go right now and go see L.P. Wilson. That's our banker. That's our banker. Y'all remember me telling you about it? Oh, my. You know, L.P. Wilson was the banker in Prague, Oklahoma that loaned L.D. Moore the money to buy his first car that he evangelized in. L.P. Wilson was an old man. He loaned us the money to get our first truck and trailer. And here we was. We were home because I was expecting Anthony. And so we were parked out at the Payton Tabernacle and waiting for this baby to be born and get old enough for us to go again. And the Lord moved on me one day and said, go talk to L.P. Wilson. Maybe you feel like going and witnessing to a banker every day, but I don't. But I'm telling you what I did. I prayed and I went. And at that time, the way the bank was on this side, when you came in the door, all the tellers was on this side, and all this was big windows, and straight back was the president's office. There he was. And I walked in that door, and it was just like he was expecting me. He was walking toward his door. He had opened his door, and he motioned for me to come on back. I did. I went and sat down. He had a big desk, of course. He sat behind it. I got over here kind of close to the wall, and he had these beautiful pictures, and out here was this huge window, and I started talking to him. Mr. Wilson, I came to talk to you today. I don't remember the first question I asked, but it's something about, are you a Christian? I don't remember whether that was a question, but anyway, what he said was, I am a Methodist. I said, are you a shouting Methodist? He kind of grinned and he said, no. I said, well, that's where we got our start. And those old time Methodists shouted, Mr. Wilson. And I got to talking to him about his soul. Now he was, come to find out, he was a Methodist and he was a elder in the Methodist church or a deacon or whatever. But I came to talk to him about his soul. Y'all hear me?
Amen.
Yeah. And I asked him a very pointed question. I believe it was, have you been born again? And I never will forget. He looked out that window for a while. He looked over here at that painting above my head. He looked all around. He said, well, that's when he told me. He said, well, I'm a Methodist and I'm a deacon or an elder or whatever. And he told me I have helped a lot of people. He went through a line of things that he had done and they were all good. And then he looked right at me and he said, that's not enough, is it? And I said, no, sir, that's not enough. You must be born again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And I talked to him. I don't remember praying with him at all. But I got through with my little message that God sent me with. And I thanked him for listening and he thanked me for coming. And I walked out that door never dreaming that I would never see him again. But he died soon after that. We were in a revival at our home church for Brother Aaron Brock, and in the back door came the president who had been the vice president then. His name was James Hargrove. He sat down. He'd come to our revival. When he came in, after a while, the vice president of the other bank in town walked in, and he came. They were coming to that revival. They've known the Lesters for many years, and they were coming to that revival. And I got up and told what I just told you. When I did, James Hargrove stood up. He said, Shirley, can I say something? And I said, yes, sir. He said, now I know what he meant. He said, I went to see him in the hospital and he was bad and I was talking to him and he looked up at me and he said, James, it's all right. Everything's fixed. Praise God. Woo! You might think that's a coincidence, but my friend, you're looking at somebody that believes God showed me that he prayed and the Lord saved him. Hallelujah. And he said, I got it all fixed and I'm ready to go. Thank you, Lord. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I would not be here tonight if I didn't believe we could still have a revival in the United States of America. Hallelujah. And that God will do great and powerful and mighty things for us.
Amen.
There's no telling what will happen to y'all before you get these children raised if the Lord tarries. One of them may do like Anthony did, drink boric acid. You know what? You don't have time to get to a hospital. You plead the blood and pray and God heals them right then. Woo! We was at Allentown Camp Meeting. Poor little old Anthony. He was a hyper from the time he was born. And he had gotten the bathtub and turned on the hot water. He didn't know it was the hot water. And I heard screaming. And I ran in there. And he had the hot water in that bathtub going as hard as it could go, running over his feet. And I grabbed him out of there. I'm telling you, he had burns on him. They were instantly. It was terrible. I mean, they were so burned from that scalding water. And you know what? If you don't believe trailers have scalding water, go home with me. You can't stand it just for it to be on hot. And you know what? I put him on my lap. We went to prayer, and within 2 minutes, he was through crying. You know why? Because God hears and answers prayer. He's a healer. Hallelujah. Praise God. Y'all know that. You prayed him many a prayer. Troy Don had such a high fever. He was just a little bitty boy. And he was talking out of his head. And we had sent for Brother Curley and Brother Clyde Dawson and Brother George Davis. They all came, and that child was so bad. And they prayed a little prayer. It didn't seem like we prayed long. And his fever never broke. He never sweated. It just left.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Woo! Hallelujah. My, I'm about to get happy.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, faith is real.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And the devil hates faith worse than anything.
Amen.
He can't do anything with people who are believing God. Listen, he said nothing is impossible. I mean, nothing is impossible with God.
Glory to God.
I'm on holy ground tonight.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo! Faith, hallelujah. Praise God, you gotta have faith. Oh, my. Well, somebody said, I just can't make it, I just can't make it. Brother Dillard, you say, if you can't hardly make it, it's because you ain't hardly got it. If you can't hardly make it, it's because you ain't hardly got it. Amen. We can make it.
Amen.
I'm telling y'all, we can make it.
Yes, we can.
Oh, my. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. We can make it.
Glory to God.
The little engine, you know, that little red engine that you read to your children about, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can.
Ooh,
I think.
Yeah.
The minute that little old red engine would have said, I don't believe I can make it, it would have slid right back down the mountain. But he kept the chugging.
Hallelujah.
I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can. Woo! Hallelujah. I mean, I put a lot into my stories I read to my children and grandchildren. Don't I, Freddie? They love it. And they got to, you know, that little engine gets to the top of the hill. They said, I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could, I thought I could. And here he goes down. I'm telling you, we can make it. Praise God. We can make it in 2017. We can make it all the way home. I got something bothering me. We can make it all the way home. Faith, you gotta have faith. Amen. You gotta have faith. Listen, you have to focus. I'm not gonna preach like I did last night. I couldn't sleep last night. I was so tired. And prayed, tried to pray hard. And so I'm gonna be good tonight, I think, but I may swing off of the chandeliers before it's over. I don't know. Hallelujah. But listen, folks, we can make it. Praise God. Well, there's no time. I'm running to not again. I'm sorry. To get this team. I'm on it. And it's easy. And I'm busy. And way down was this. And I need to get anchored enough. And then you get your beer to sit out. I don't know. I guess. Oh. Well, I didn't know what I did. Oh, you remember what point you thought I said? They were going to rest out. And then just in an action. One fell. And broke his leg. And people went to coming by, and he was on the side of the road praying for that boy to be healed. And somebody said, you better take him to the hospital. He said, oh, he kept praying and kept praying. And I'm going to tell you, didn't get back in the car till the Lord had healed that broke leg.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said, Lord, you remember Grandpa fell off of that, you know, at right where Paul Snow pastors at McAllister, Oklahoma. My grandpa was there putting up a brush arbor years ago, and he had climbed up the pole to hang the light because this was many years ago, and he fell and he broke his wrist, broke his arm, his wrist. It was just flopping. An old man at McAllister told me this, two of them themselves. He said, I was a little boy and I was there. He fell, got up, that thing completely broke, and he said, let's pray. And they prayed. He said, we prayed till the Lord healed that. And he climbed back up the pole and hung the light. I said, Lord, this is his granddaughter. Praise God. Lord, you remember this. Lord, you know what you did for Grandpa Parnell? Lord, you know how what this happened here for Grandpa Parnell? I said, Lord, I'm his granddaughter. And then you know what has to dawn on you? God don't have any grandchildren. I said, Lord, I'm yours too. Praise God. Hallelujah. And you talk about going all the way
Tabor, Arkansas, and on nothing, I did it. Y'all, I'm telling you, I'm telling you a true, very true story. I drove all the way, and I'd run out about halfway or a little over. And I drove all the way with that needle laying down. Praise God. I drove up and didn't tell any of them what was going on. Preach. They took me up a little offering. I got in that car that didn't have any gas. And I started it, and it started.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. You know what?
I drove to town and got gas. And somebody said, well, the gas gauge wasn't working. Well, it did from then on. Oh, help us, Lord. God, help us, Lord. Sister McCoy, there was a preacher preaching in a country church. And he preached to those people. He said, you know why your loved ones? And I'm not saying this because I know you're praying. And I've asked God for those boys every day.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And looked right at that list today. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But anyway, he preached hard to them. He said, listen, folks, you've got to pray this thing through. You've got to pray it through. Your loved ones are going to go to hell. There was a woman there that her son had fought in the Civil War and come home and wasn't satisfied at home anymore, young man, and left. And there was no telephones and there was no telegraphs and they didn't know where he was at. And that woman, the preacher was staying with her and her family. She got home, got them all to bed. She asked her niece, said, will you walk back down to the church with me? It was Saturday night. Would you walk back down there and pray with me all night? She said, I will, Aunt. I'll go with you. I will pray all night. She said, I want to tell y'all, I prayed till 1 o'clock in the morning, and I had a tussle. It was hard. I prayed till 4 o'clock, and she said, it seemed like every devil on this earth had attacked me. The doubt and the unbelief. She said, I mean, I was attacked by spirits of darkness. But she said, I prayed clear through that. And about 6 o'clock in the morning, woo! The Lord let her know, I have heard you, and it'll be done.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
They said they could hear her coming. Shouting. They wore those old bonnets. And she had taken it with her, I guess, because they said they could hear her shouting. And she was waving that bonnet and said, he's coming home. He's coming home. He's coming home. Woo! She shouted all over that yard. They come out on the front porch and just watched her. They had slept all night and she had prayed. I'm going to tell you, that Sunday morning while church was going on, the doors opened and that young man walked through them and walked straight through the door and straight to the altar. Hallelujah! And he prayed till he prayed clear through. Woo! And then he got up and testified. He said, I was in such and such a town, and I got to thinking, you know, Mama must be sick. I feel like Mama's sick. And he said that the feeling got so strong. The Bible said, before you call, I will answer.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God. And he said, I said to myself, I've got to go see what's the matter with Mama. And then he got there in that town where he could walk, you know, and spent the night. And he couldn't stand it. He got it real early and he walked to church. Thank God. He said, I know where they'll be. If she's okay, they'll be at church. God save this soul.
Hallelujah.
Oh, help me, Lord. And I'm going to tell y'all something, and I've never done it before, I don't think. But I'm going to tell you, I've spent many a night praying all night long. I've prayed all night long many nights. I don't know how many. Part of the night, I was worrying. I had to pray all night to pray. A lot of the night, I would be praying, but it was a frantic prayer. It was a worried prayer. And God does not answer that kind of prayer. But sometimes you have to pray beyond the worry to where you can pray.
Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And a many a time, I prayed, and the Lord, one particular time, about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was, the Lord gave me a verse. The Lord gave me a portion of His. Oh, help me, Lord. And I've got a Bible. I got God's Bibles. But I've got one Bible, and in the middle column of that Bible, I have written to me 3 something in the morning, given to me. I forget God's given it to me, and He gives it again. Lord, forgive me. But oh, I'm going to tell you what He gave me. He said, thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord. And they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. Hallelujah. Are y'all with me? I want you to believe with me. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself, and I put my own boy's name there. I have surely heard Troydon bemoaning himself, that thou hast chastised me, and I was chastised as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned, for thou art the Lord my God. Surely after that I was turned, I repented, and after that I was instructed, I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. And this is what he says, is Ephraim, my dear son, put your own boy there. Is Ephraim, my dear son, is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. Therefore my bowels are troubled for him. I will surely have mercy upon him,
Hallelujah.
Saith the Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
I have shouted over that.
Hallelujah.
And praise God and read it to my husband. And then y'all forgive me. I'll just get bogged down again with the burden, and the Lord has to tell me again.
Hallelujah.
I have spoken to you. Help me, Lord, to believe it. You see,
Hallelujah.
It to come to pass.
Amen.
It must be believed. It must be believed. The worst sin, when Becky Montgomery was delivered of devils, the last devil to come out of her, and Nancy got in the spirit and named every spirit she had before they came out. Are y'all hearing me? This was a girl raised in church. I mean, really, Paul and Nancy took her in. It's a long story. Anyway, the last devil that turned her loose, and y'all, it was a horrible fight, was the spirit of unbelief. And that's what's the matter with some of y'all. You have a spirit of unbelief, and it is hindering you. Amen. You can get rid of it by God's grace. You can get rid of it. You can build yourself up in the most holy faith. Praying in the Holy Ghost, you can. Woo! Hallelujah, you can. Amen. You got to focus on Jesus. Now listen. Listen. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Y'all, listen, you have to focus on Jesus. You got to get your focus off of what they're doing, off of how far they're going.
Amen.
After everything but Jesus, you got to look beyond this world.
Oh,
you've got to focus on Jesus.
Woo!
Looking unto Jesus. He's the what? He's the author of our faith.
Amen.
He's the finisher of our faith. We wouldn't have any faith if it wasn't for Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So we focus. We got to focus on it.
Amen.
There's something wonderful about it too, because as you focus on Jesus, He gives you a vision.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. He gives you a vision. Praise God. And then, y'all, we got to finish.
Amen.
We started.
Amen.
I started out to win this race, to serve the Lord and to look upon His face. Though the way gets long and the way's been rough, there's one thing for sure. I got my mind made up. Hallelujah. You know who Noah saved? Just his house. Y'all have to forgive me. I think this is the sweetest thing. There's something that happened to me when they first came in with all of these little girls. They are just, come here, baby, come here. Don't she look like her mama? God knows everything. And he just reached right down and gave her to the right woman. Hallelujah. And you know, they dress them just like little princesses, but we don't want them to get proud. We don't want them to get proud. But you know what I'm expecting if the Lord tarries? I'm expecting them to get saved young and to walk with Jesus just like this. To walk with Jesus. Praise God. Five little girls, brother. Woo, hallelujah. Five little girls. Five is the number of grace all through the Bible. So it's not a mistake that there's five of them. It is grace. We have to make it. We started. We've got to finish. No matter what everybody says about us, no matter how anybody feels about us, we started and we've got to finish. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, God, help me. Now I'm going to tell you, I got this message different than any message I've ever gotten before. Usually you're reading the Bible and you're praying. I usually get my messages when I'm praying, actually. And I'll get a scripture will come to me. But let me tell you, and I don't have it with me, I don't think. If I do, I can't find it. But in London, 2 or 3 years ago, the Olympics were there. It might have been longer than that. The Olympics was in London, England. One of our American black boys was a track runner. He loved sports and he played basketball and he was talented, but his coach said, look, boy, what you really need to do is you need to work on track. And he did. He worked until he got so good he was able to run in the Olympics. He had fell when he got to England on the stairs. And he got his leg, and he kind of fell against one stair on his leg, and it was sore a little bit, but nothing to hinder, nothing at all to hinder him. And it was his turn, and all of the American team was dependent on him for this particular 400 meter race. He went just past 200, and his leg cracked. And his femur bone broke. He said to himself, if I quit, we'll lose. My whole team's counting on me. So he said, I said these things to myself with every step. I said, faith, focus, finish. Faith, focus, finish. You know what he was focusing on? The finish line. Faith,
focus, finish. With a broke femur bone, he made it all the way to the end of the line, and America won the Olympics. Woo, hallelujah. I'm telling you, with every run, he did it with excruciating pain. But he said, I've got to make it all the way, even if I have a broke leg. I believe I can do it. I'm telling you, some of you have got a broke leg, so to speak. But the Lord's are telling you, you can make it all the way home. It seems like you can, but I'm all shunned up. Oh, Among those sitting in that grandstand, all the apostles and prophets gone to that land. I see Enoch and Noah, who walked with God. Then there's David with his harp, staff and rod. Moses, Aaron, and Joshua, the faith I can see. From heaven's grandstand, they are beckoning me. Shouting, come on! You can make it if you try. Shouting, come on! Sin and Satan defy. Shouting, come on! You are nearing the door. Shouting, come on! And find rest for your soul. Forget the things behind me. No power on earth can bind me. I'm going to run until I hear him. Say, well done!
Glory to God.
That's not the end of it.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said it'll take you 5 years to get over that chemo. And somebody else said, you'll never get over it. You'll never get over it. So I do wear out. But I'm going to tell you something. I must run on in this Christian race. I must run on until I see God's face. I must run on through the storm and the rain. I must run on, though in sorrow and pain. I must run on, though I lose my best friend. I must run on. I know I'll win in the end. Forgetting the things behind me. No power on earth can bind me. I'm going to run until I hit. I'm surprised you're not running.
Woo!
Hallelujah. I made it. I'm telling you, God set us in this way.
Hallelujah.
And we're going to make it.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Come here, Evan.
Hallelujah.
I want you to run as fast as you can down there and come right back. I'm telling you, I can't run. He can.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. I must run on. Run on in this Christian race. Run, Jody. Praise God. Woo! Sheila Bo Yanda Makaya Labo Sanda Bahaya. I must run on in this Christian race. I must run on until I see God's face. I must run on through the storm and the rain. I must run on, though in sorrow and pain. I must run on, though I lose my best friend. I must run on. I know I'll win in the end. Woo! Amen. Amen. I'm going to go to heaven. If I have to go on a broke leg, I'm going to make it all the way to the finish line. Woo, I tell you, the Lord's here right now. The Lord's here right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I'm going to make it all the way. Listen, you can get the Holy Ghost tonight. You can be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight, right now. Thank you, Jesus. Believe Him. You have to praise Him and love Him and believe Him. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Everybody. Everybody stand.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Glory. Woo! Praise God. Praise God. I'm through. I don't know what to do. Here. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Have not I told you I will go with you all the way, even to the end of the world? Have not I spoken to you time and time again? You can make it if you trust me. If you'll put your faith, confidence, and all your trust in me, you'll make it all the way. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The service is yours. I don't know what you want to do. The service is yours. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Jesus. I thank you, God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.